It's Elashman. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Augustine. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Tina?
Good. I understand that you just called in and you had a question about your account.
Yeah. So, you know, you just told me if I don't bring it to current, I can't stop it. And if I don't do this, you can't do that. So I'm just trying to put my business out there. That's all. So, you know, that's what I came to you guys in the first place. So, you know, like I think I told you the last time that I was going to go with the advance last minute, but there's a guy in my area that has the same name. It's my friend.
Yes.
It's my friend, but he told me he wasn't going to, he don't really do last minute like that no more. So that's why I was trying to use the name. But online, he's still active, you know?
I see.
So,
and I talked about this. I have a note on the account from January 21st, and it said that you wanted to change your name to AC Locksmith, also change the domain to AC Locksmith, which is your original name. You were going to check with your daughter because you thought she might have a domain for that we could use. You said that you were going to take care of the payment on Friday. And then I told you that we couldn't do any revisions to the account until the past due amount was paid. So the problem with your account is that the payment was due on the 16th, and you requested those revisions on the 21st, 5 days after the payment was due. So we're more than happy to update everything for you and get a new website. Matter of fact, I'll even push the next billing out 30 days because I wouldn't want you to pay today, for example, which is the 3rd, and then have another payment on the 16th because that's two payments too close together, right? So I could take the payment that's past due and then push the next one out to March 3rd. That way you get another full month of service. And then we can get everything updated on your account, you know, just the way you would like it.
Thank you. That sounds good.
Of course.
Right, so
no problem, Augustine.
I got a card number for you, so.
Okay, no problem. So question for the new card, is it still under 759 Jennifer Street for the billing address, or is it a different billing address?
Same address.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead.
But I don't want to have my cards on file because, you know, I don't want that automatic payment stuff because sometimes it's not good to keep the car on fire.
All of our billings are on an automatic renewal, so we have to keep an account on file. But what I could do is
Your phone went in and out.
Can you hear me okay, or is it still cutting in and out?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
It's okay. I was going to say, all of our accounts are on, have an automatic renewal, so we have to keep a card on file. But what I could do is send you an email maybe a week before March 3rd, just reminding you, Augustine, Local Splash will charge you on March 3rd. That way, if you don't want to continue, you can call us.
All right, let's do it.
No problem. So what's the card number?
All right. Let me ask. 4315.
Okay.
1000.
Got it.
1482.
Okay.
6705.
6705. Okay. Expiration?
0128.
Okay, and the code?
575.
575. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to get your authorization. And then did you check with your daughter if she had that domain?
I thought we did, but we didn't.
Okay.
I don't know if my cousin got one or he didn't because he was trying to build a website for me too. I was in the process of going with Global Locksmith and AC Locksmith, so I'm not sure which one I let him do. So, but just try to see if AC Locksmith is available. If it's not, then I can check with him to see if he got it. If he don't got it, then we can, you know, try to maneuver maybe AC last minute one, you know, and .com, you know. Let's do check on
okay.
that. Okay.
Yeah, if aclocksmiths.com is not available, do you prefer aclocksmiths1.com or would you want...
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll send that over to the web development department so they'll grab the one with the number one if aclocksmiths is not available, okay?
All right, and I can also check to see if I... If I do have the AC locksmith or not, so I can find out, okay? Then because
yeah,
if I do
I'm
have
gonna
it,
switch it over right away anyway, because you've been waiting for a long time to do this. So if you have the other one, no problem. You call us and we'll move it from aclocksmiths1.com to aclocksmiths.com. But that way, at
all
least
right.
in the meantime, we get it off of
the
one.
Process.
Right, that other guy is using. You know, we don't want it under Advanced Locksmiths anymore if that other guy is using
yeah.
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's my buddy. Yeah. He's not doing locksmith, but, you know, people try to get in touch with him and they can't get in touch with him. And I don't want to come in there with, you know, because he do get my number out to the customer too. So when the lady called me and I was like Advanced Locksmith, she was like, you Advanced Locksmith? I just talked to Advanced Locksmith. He gave me your number. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Wow.
You
know,
so
that's
yeah, the customer. yeah, the customers are getting confused, so I don't want to
yeah.
do that. I just want to, let me just stay with mine and, you know, build my reputation on that one.
I understand. No problem. So I went ahead and I sent that revision over to that department. So they're going to get everything switched over for you within 1 to 3 business days. And then if you happen to have that domain, no problem. You call me back and then we'll switch it for you at that time. Okay.
Okay. And let's do the Google verification too. Let's get that pushing. So get started, you know, so you can be established and stuff, all right?
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be very good, I think. Let me see. If it's already verified, we can do the name change without making a big problem. But if it's not...
it's not verified yet. I didn't do it. I didn't do the verification. Because when
I was trying
to do it, my internet wasn't working at the time. I don't know why it wasn't working, but it wasn't working.
So I'm going to check with that department if the video verification is still available. And if it is your internet working now where you could do that?
Yeah, everything is good now. I'm in charge of everything, I think. So.
Good.
Okay.
So what I'll do is if that option is still available, I'll have them resend you the instructions. So you can just follow the instructions on the email, and we'll get that done for you right away, okay?
All right.
So I'm going to check
right.
with that
on
department.
The, on,
mm-hmm.
on the message you sent, I see something about me just paying for the domain, which was, I think you said $49. So is that what I'm paying today or I'm paying the $195? Which one am I paying?
Oh, the past due amount was the $199. That's what I just collected. But let's say on
okay.
March 3rd, if you want to cancel the account but keep your domain, you can do that and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site. But you don't have
right.
to worry about that now because the site's already included in the $199 package. You know, that's just for
right.
if you decided down the road to cancel. You know what I mean?
No worries. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.